The 2026 Big C Survivor's Guide, Nourishing Through Cancer. Episode 3, Managing Side Effects During Treatment. This episode is brought to you by LifeGain All-in-One Advanced Nutritional Supplement in the interest of education, awareness, and support. LifeGain Advanced Nutritional Supplement is scientifically formulated to offer beyond everyday nutrition that can support chronic illness. Visit lifegain.co.za for more information. Life After Cancer by Megan Aitchison. Eating for Recovery, Strength, and Gentle Rebuilding. Finishing treatment is often imagined as a moment of celebration and relief. And while that is true for many, it can also come with unexpected emotions. Some people say, "Everyone thinks I should feel back to normal, but I don't feel like myself yet." Others describe it as stepping out of a storm and suddenly noticing the quiet. Life after cancer is a new phase that also deserves care, patience, and nourishment. Relearning your body. After treatment, your body may feel unfamiliar. Energy levels can rise and fall unpredictably. Hunger might return slowly or change entirely. Some people regain appetite quickly, while others feel hesitant around food because of past discomfort. There is no right way to feel. Rather than expecting yourself to bounce back, try viewing this phase as a gentle rebuilding. Your cells are still healing. Muscles may need time to regain strength. Digestion might be sensitive. Offer your body small acts of care, the same way you would care for someone you love who has been through something hard. Food as a partner in recovery. Nourishing your body after treatment isn't about turning food into a strict health project. It's about choosing foods that help your body rebuild quietly from the inside. Allowing recovery to be slow. You're not late. You're not behind. Healing isn't a race or a return to an old version of yourself. It's a soft unfolding into a new season. Some days you'll feel strong and motivated. Other days, your body will ask you to rest and eat simply. Both days are valid. You might find it helpful to tune into gentle hunger and fullness cues again. Notice what foods feel comforting. Appreciate the small moments, like enjoying a meal without nausea or tasting a flavor that once felt unfamiliar. These are quiet signs of healing. Supportive habits to explore at your own pace. Include protein often. Protein helps repair tissues and regain muscle. This might look like an egg in the morning, beans or lentils at lunch, a piece of chicken or fish at supper, or yogurt or nut butter as a snack. Add color slowly. If vegetables felt too harsh during treatment, reintroduce them gently. Soft roasted carrots, mashed butternut, ripe fruit, or blended soups are gentle ways to add vitamins and fiber back in. Whole grains for steady energy. Foods like oats, brown rice, quinoa, or whole grain toast can support digestion and help sustain your energy throughout the day. Hydration is healing. Water, herbal teas, broth, or infused water can help your body recover from inflammation and support your kidneys and digestion as your system settles. Permission to find joy again. After long months of associating food with treatment, it can take time to reconnect with eating as something joyful or social. When you're ready, try sharing a meal with someone. Try a favorite recipe or enjoy something nostalgic. Food doesn't only rebuild the body. It can help reconnect you to pleasure, normalcy, and moments of peace. Exercise and Cancer by Megan Aitchison. With recovery, you must note that movement is medicine. Just like food, exercise supports the body's ability to heal, regain strength, and restore confidence after cancer treatment. This doesn't mean you need to sign up for a marathon or join a gym. In fact, for most people, recovery starts with the simplest acts, like standing up more often, stretching gently, or taking short walks outside. What matters most is consistency and kindness towards your body as it learns to trust itself again. Why exercise matters after cancer? During treatment, the body often loses muscle, bone strength, and stamina. Gentle exercise helps rebuild all three. Moving regularly improves circulation, boosts mood, reduces fatigue, and supports immune function. It can also help manage treatment-related side effects like stiffness, lymphedema, and joint pain. Research shows that survivors who include regular physical activity often report better sleep, improved digestion, and a stronger sense of well-being. Movement releases endorphins, which are natural mood lifters that can ease anxiety and depression, helping you reconnect with life beyond treatment. Start small, start slow. If you've been inactive for a while, begin slowly. Even a few minutes of gentle stretching or breathing exercises can be powerful. As you feel stronger, aim for aerobic activity, walking, swimming, or cycling to build endurance, strength training, using resistance bands or light weights to rebuild muscle, and flexibility and balance work, Pilates, Tai Chi, or yoga to improve posture and reduce falls. Always check with your doctor or physiotherapist before starting a new exercise routine, especially if you have bone metastases, lymphedema, or POTS. An oncology-trained physiotherapist or biokineticist can design a safe, individualized plans for your needs. Overcoming fatigue. One of the biggest barriers to exercise after cancer is exhaustion. Ironically, gentle movement is one of the best ways to fight it. On very tired days, try stretching in bed, walking to the garden, or doing a few minutes of deep breathing. Gradually increase your activity as your body allows. Listen to your limits and rest when needed, but keep moving when you can. The mental benefits. Exercise isn't just about muscles and joints. It's also about mood and motivation. Many people feel anxious after treatment ends, worried about recurrence, or unsure how to rebuild daily life. Movement can offer a sense of control and progress. Each step, stretch, or class becomes a reminder that your body is still capable, adaptable, and alive. Some survivors find group classes or gentle yoga helpful for community support. Others prefer solitary activities like walking in nature or swimming. There is no single right way. What matters is choosing something that feels good to you. Moving forward. Think of exercise and nutrition as lifelong partners. Nourishing food gives you the energy to move. Movement helps your body use that fuel to rebuild and thrive. Together, they form the foundation for your new normal, one built on strength, balance, and hope. Recovery doesn't happen overnight. Some days, you'll feel full of energy, others, not at all. But every small effort counts. Whether it's a 5-minute walk or a full yoga class, every bit of movement helps your body heal and your confidence grow. Your journey doesn't end when treatment stops. It simply changes direction. Keep nourishing yourself, keep moving gently, and keep believing in your body's ability to recover and renew itself. Emotional Eating, Recurrence, Food Relationship by Cindy Marie Hall. Cancer changes many things, not only in the body, but in how you think, feel, and connect with food. For many survivors, eating is no longer just about nourishment or pleasure. It may become tied to fear, control, and self-protection. Understanding these emotional shifts is an essential part of recovery and long-term well-being. Fear of recurrence, the constant companion. Even years after treatment, the fear that cancer might return remains one of the most common psychological challenges among survivors. Studies have shown that fear of recurrence, or FCR, affects up to 70% of survivors to some degree, influencing mood, sleep, and daily decisions. Research found that survivors who maintained a healthy lifestyle through regular physical activity and balanced eating experienced less fear, largely because these behaviors boosted their confidence in controlling their health. In other words, feeling capable in your body can quiet the mind. However, for others, the same fear can lead to hypervigilance, a constant monitoring of every symptom, every meal, every perceived mistake. When eating becomes a tool for control rather than enjoyment, it can easily slip into guilt and anxiety. The emotional side of eating. Food holds deep emotional meaning. After cancer, many survivors report feeling disconnected from their body and from the foods they once loved. A 2022 Journal of Human Nutrition and Dietetics study found that many survivors feel they needed to relearn how to eat, navigating taste changes, digestive discomfort, or the lingering emotional weight of treatment. For some, this uncertainty leads to emotional eating, turning to food for comfort, relief, or distraction. For others, it causes restriction, avoiding bad foods in an effort to feel in control. Both responses stem from the same emotional root, a desire for safety. A study described how survivors' drive to be a better me often translated into a heightened preoccupation with clean or perfect eating. While healthy eating can be empowering, researchers cautioned that this focus can become obsessive, increasing stress and reducing quality of life. A changed relationship with food and body. Cancer treatment changes more than appetite. Many survivors describe a different sensory experience. Food may taste or smell unfamiliar, swallowing may be difficult, or certain textures may trigger unpleasant memories. In a 2024 supportive care in cancer study, head and neck cancer survivors spoke about how eating shifted from a joyful experience to a task that required planning and endurance. Others described feeling socially isolated, avoiding restaurants or family meals because eating felt different or embarrassing. At the same time, body image often takes a knock. Fatigue, weight loss changes, and scars can alter how you see yourself. Many participants in recent studies reported struggling with self-esteem, frustration about weight gain, or guilt when they couldn't maintain their previous level of control over diet and exercise. The result can be a complex mix of shame and determination, wanting to be healthy, but feeling trapped between fear and fatigue. Emotional regulation and self-compassion. Recent research offers hope. A 2020-24 study found that survivors who practiced self-compassion, being kind to themselves and accepting imperfection, were more successful in maintaining healthy eating and lifestyle habits. Emotional regulation strategies like reframing negative thoughts or practicing mindfulness helped reduce distress and build resilience. Rather than striving for perfection, survivors who focused on balance and flexibility found greater peace with food. They viewed nutrition as a form of self-care, not self-punishment. Moving forward, a balanced approach. Healthy eating after cancer isn't just about avoiding recurrence. It's also about reclaiming joy and confidence in daily life. Systematic reviews show that higher diet quality, rich in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and lean proteins, is associated with lower overall mortality and improved well-being in survivors. But equally important is how you approach food. Encouraging open communication between you and your healthcare team is key. Survivors often downplay the emotional and physical side effects of their treatments or their struggles with eating out of fear of seeming ungrateful or weak. Yet, acknowledging these challenges allows healthcare providers to tailor support, whether through counseling, dietetic guidance, or peer groups. Finally, researchers continue to call for more personalized approaches to managing side effects and eating behaviors. Every survivor's relationship with food is unique, shaped by biology, emotion, and experience. Cancer may leave lasting marks, but it can also open the door to a more compassionate connection with your body. Healing the relationship with food is part of healing the self, not through rigid rules, but through patience, self-kindness, and the belief that every small step towards balance is a victory worth celebrating.